going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, well, polling out for Donald Trump from Fox News, it is really good on the border, 55% yeah. approval, which means the Democrats can pound sand. The MS-13 right. coalition in Congress can just pound sand. America people love this. They love what he's doing. They've got his back, including, Lee, 70% of independents and 69% of Democrats. That's just wow.
Yeah. That's a mandate.
That's a mandate. So he's doing good there. So you and I put that first. And people say, oh, it's just a poll. Okay, but the other part of the poll on these tariff numbers, the way that it's perceived, these tariffs are being handled,
right.
not so good. In fact, shockingly bad. Same poll that gave him 55% approval on the handling of the border.
He's struggling on the economy overall with a 38% approval rating. On tariffs, it's even lower at 33%, and his handling of inflation also at 33%. Many Americans believe that the tariffs are inflationary or will be inflationary. That's the worry. The Wall Street Journal has a piece this morning, and the headline says, Trump meets his match, and his match is the markets. The stock market is down. Many of us are invested in the stock market, and it's down 5% or more since April the 2nd, which was the announcement of the tariffs on Liberation Day.
Okay, couple of things going on here. He promised inflation ends, it's over day one. Well, you know, and all is gone. And now what they're seeing is people are seeing him pursuing the tariffs.
Yeah.
Which he did campaign on.
Yes.
He did. But you've got people like Jerome Powell telling everybody the tariffs are inflationary. They're not. Only one thing's inflationary. Printing of money. Every time prices go up for something doesn't mean it's inflation. It's not. Tariffs will raise prices for things, but that's not inflation. There's only one way to get inflation. That's to print money and debase the currency. There is no other way to have inflation. It's impossible. And Jerome Powell knows that, but the American people are in many cases not economically literate. That's not their fault. That's the fault of the public school system. That was on purpose. So this is being communicated to them, prices up, prices up. What they don't know is that producer price index number. So that's what producers are paying now. It's what will happen with prices in months to come, right? It's the stuff going into the factories is negative. They have no idea. They don't know that. That given those numbers, we should see prices go down. In other words, Trump is handling inflation. At least till the big, beautiful bill goes into effect anyway. But they don't know that. And so what the media is doing here is working. Meanwhile, this is becoming more and more chaotic, okay? Tariff exemptions for automakers. Why? If that's what we should do, where was that on the first day? Why are we doing this now? It's kind of like what happened with Apple. Well, you mean you didn't call them before you put the tariffs on China? You didn't hash that out? Apple reacts, has a meeting with Trump. What happens? Well, now we'll back off on the tariffs. But then we'll unback off and go forward. It's only temporary. Well, it could be 245%, might be 145%. This works really great in a real estate transaction. And actually will probably, as it demonstrated yesterday, work pretty good for keeping China off base. In fact, it's working brilliantly because these factories are so confused. 50% of them have shut down. They don't have orders. Nobody knows what to order because they have no information. It's killing China. It's working great. But on this side of the ocean, it looks like mass confusion. So now we're talking about potential tariffs exemptions for automakers. It looks like mass chaos.
Well, I think a lot of this is a messaging issue that the Trump White House has not done a good enough job of having a coordinated message of, okay, here's why we're doing this. Here's what's going to happen. And here's what we're going to do to try to mitigate the circumstances of what's going to happen. I just don't think – and, of course, they're not getting any help from the media.
No. That's part of the problem.
And that's a large part of the problem. And it's also a very complicated issue to begin with. It's something that's very difficult to explain. It takes a lot of time. That's one of the reasons that the mainstream media is not going to cover it much outside of some business outlets, and that's about it.
So President Trump, it says, considering potential tariff exemptions for automakers after intense lobbying by industry leaders warning of disruptions to supply chains in rising consumer prices.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Didn't provide specifics on that, but I think what they probably mean is that even if you take Ford, right, which are made here, 70%, made here, but the other 30% comes in supply chains. You know, they're going, wow, you know, we're going to have to offer employee pricing. You think, why? You know, the tariffs wouldn't affect you. You're made in America. Well, mostly. But if you're going to tariff parts coming into America, even they need a way to get around the tariffs.
And apparently, I've also heard that there are some circumstances where you have parts that are shipped out of the country into Mexico or Canada, then are shipped back and assembled to something and then is shipped back again. And so each time it crosses the border, those tariffs are going to add on to that.
Right. So my question watching this is, why didn't you figure that out beforehand? And here's my second question on this. And I've been saying this for a while. Okay, where are the tax cuts? Why wasn't that done first? Where is the bill? I mean, now we're talking about, you know, tax cuts that'll really help the middle and lower middle class. You know, taxes on tips, mm-hmm. Social Security, all that stuff, getting rid of that. Okay, fine, cool. Where is it? It's almost May.
Well, and see, to me, this is another part
That's what should have been done first.
This is a part of the messaging problem, and this you can lay strictly on the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, and the RNC Chairman. Those three should have been talking about that issue and pushing that issue in addition to what's going on. And there's radio silence.
Johnson has been in charge in the House where these, where the budget, where the, these bills are supposed to originate, you know, day Trump was elected. That was in November. It's almost May. So this idea that, wow, we had to get, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You had Christmas. You had, you know, you've had infinite amount of time. And if you could give the market something right now, tax cut, new tax cuts, new stimulus, whatever, stop spending money like drunken sailors, that helped too. Give us at least $150 billion worth of cuts. Give us that. Just give us that. Just show you're going in that direction. Maybe the bond market wouldn't be so terrified. But again, it's almost May. They got nothing. Not that I've seen. And here's the worst part of all. Let me tell you what's about to happen here with this tariff situation. This is going to be entirely caused by Congress. It is only, you're already seeing these states, Letitia James, California, begin to sue over the tariffs. These liberal judicial dictators are going to get smack in the middle of the tariff negotiations, just like they're smack in the middle of the deportation negotiations, like with El Salvador. They're going to put handcuffs on him. And Congress will just sit there picking their nose. They could stop all of this. Lee, it has been, I looked this up, when was Mike Johnson, our speaker, first forced by Ron DeSantis to address the fact that they can stop this with legislation? They can even attach legislation to the big, beautiful bill and get it passed with 51 votes. Ron DeSantis went on and pounded him for 72 hours. Mike Johnson finally admitted, okay, yeah, I can stop these judicial dictators. I can take away their ability to do national injunctions. I can dissolve their courts. I can take the immigration issue off their table. I can take the tariff issue off their table. They could do all kinds of stuff. I mean, the sky's the limit. There's probably 10 other things I haven't even thought of. When did Mike Johnson admit he had that power? Because Ron DeSantis forced him to. And I actually think that was the hand of Elon Musk and maybe even Donald Trump putting him out there to hit Johnson. It was a month ago. Where is it? Where's legislation? Where, you know, oh yes, judicial dictators, got to go get them. Where is it? Because they're getting out of control. I mean, in that month that the Republican Congress has sat there, Lee, and done nothing, these judges are getting so bold, they're now talking about appointing prosecutors to criminally try Trump administration officials. That's how bold they are. And you asked me yesterday, can they do that? I'm like, I don't know. Why not try? Nobody's going to stop you. What, Jim Jordan going to roll up his sleeves again and send out a fundraising letter? Send us more money. And what? And what will you do? So I'm beginning to think that there is a significant number of Republicans who are sitting on their hands. Maybe it's, I think, maybe even a leadership too, in order to have these liberal judges stop Trump so they don't have to. But a time is coming, he's going to have to start calling leadership out. Sending Ron DeSantis to do it was good. Ron DeSantis should have been our speaker. He doesn't need to be elected to do that. In fact, I think he could do a better job as speaker part-time while running Florida. We needed to send him in, or we needed to send in somebody who would knock heads, not Mike Johnson. And I said that in the beginning. And it's Trump's going to have to start calling his people out or send surrogates to call him out or something. Because this isn't working, and we're going to have a judicial dictatorship. And they are right on the edge of getting in the middle of the tariff situation, right as we're about to win. With maybe not China at this point yet, but with all these other countries, the 18 who've already put deals on paper, the 34 who are in negotiations, you're going to see a liberal judicial dictator get in the middle of that. And then when the Trump administration says, no, you don't have the authority, we're appealing, you're going to see them use that same mechanism we saw yesterday. We'll appoint a prosecutor to go after your trade staff. So now everybody's going to go to prison. And I guess Mike Johnson will just send fundraising letters out. I mean, I don't know. They're going to lose the House and they're going to lose the Senate in the midterms. That's it's gone. I mean, because nobody is coming out to vote for these people. They don't inspire any confidence. This is a problem.